We take God's Word and turn to Revelation 12. Now, Revelation 12, remember, we've already seen four characters in this little section of seven of the seven sections in Revelation. In this section in chapters 12 through 14, we've already seen four characters, the woman, the dragon, the child, and the angel. And then we'll see in the next chapter two more characters, and then we'll see the final judgment at the end in chapter 14. So we have that seven and a section of seven of the seven sections. And so here we see kind of adding on to what was heard last week, that the devil has been thrown down, and by the Lord through the angel Michael. And so we pick up there in verse 13 of Revelation 12. This is God's Word. And when the dragon saw that he was thrown down to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the two wings of the great eagle were given to the woman so that she could fly into the wilderness to her place, where she was nourished for a time and times and a half a time from the presence of the serpent. And the serpent poured water like a river out of his mouth after the woman, so that he might cause her to be swept away with the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and drank up the river which the dragon poured out of his mouth. And so the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went off to make war with the rest of her children, who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. And that is God's Word. I remember that these are symbolic pictures here of the woman who's the church, and the dragon who's Satan, the child Jesus, and then we have the angel, who we would assume is all the host of the Lord, the angels, and the dragon has been thrown down. Satan has been thrown down and defeated by Christ, and he now, having been thrown down, he persecutes the woman because she gave birth to Christ. You remember, he was trying to put Christ to death, couldn't do it. And so now he goes to the next best thing, I guess, if you would put it in a best way. He attacks Christ's people. He attacks God's people. He attacks the woman. And so, as we know, the church, which in reality is another way he attempts to attack Christ. He's attacking us so that he can attack Christ. But as we see, the woman receives, it says here, two wings of the eagle to fly her into the wilderness, wherein this time she is nourished. And I really don't really understand completely what that means, but it being nourished, she is. We know the church is nourished by the manna of the Word. And Satan does not like this. And so he attempts to destroy the church by pouring out water. Other parts of Scripture describe this as Satan attempting to engulf the church in lies and delusions and falsehoods and political utopias and quasi-scientific dogmas. But the true church is not fooled by these things. And this makes Satan even more angry. And all of this takes place in what we see described here in these verses and also in Revelation 20 in the time of the millennium. And so that is... it's occurring right now. It's not sometime in the future. It's now, the present time, the times between Christ's first and second coming. For what follows this, 1,260 days, the 42 months, and here in our section, the time, times, and half a time, all of which those numbers, the 42 months, the 1,260 days, and the time, times, and half a time, all of which are the same thing. What follows those days are the final judgment. Now we'll see that again in chapter 14, as we've seen already previously. And during this time, the church experiences bad and good, struggles and blessings. And so the church experiences the persecution of Satan. That's what we see here in particular. And also, they receive the special care of God through the Word, through the manna of the Word, which makes it impossible. The special care of God through His Word makes it impossible for the evil one even to launch a direct attack onto the church and destroy it. He cannot overcome the church. And this time is where we learned in chapter 11 of the two witnesses who prophesy, who communicate the gospel, who preach the word, that the word goes forth through ministers and missionaries. And the gospel is therefore proclaimed far and wide. Now sometimes Satan has some type of foothold. He's able to inflict hurt, cause suffering, cause persecution because God allows this, as we saw through Job. But it is only those times where it seems like he has a foothold, where it seems like he has an upper hand on Christ, he has an upper hand on the church, when it seems that way, those times are described as limited and they are temporary. Never does Satan overcome completely. Never does he win the victory. For God's people, they will endure unto eternal life, though they even may die a physical death on this earth. They will be raised up on the last day, and they will be with the Lord forever and ever. And that is our comfort as we see this dragon and what he's attempting to do to the church. Even though we might die, the Lord will raise us up, his people up on the last day, and we'll be with him forever and ever. Let's pray. Our Father, we do thank you. We thank you for this book of Revelation, which is a great comfort to your church. For it shows us all continually over and over and over that we have the victory in Christ, that the church has a victory in Christ, and that Satan and all his evil angels, the demons, all that he's trying to do will not work. And it does not ever and will never defeat Christ, and it will never defeat the church or destroy the church. Not even the gates of Hades will overcome the church because of Christ's victory already that he's won for her. And so, Father, we thank you that we have a strong, an omnipotent, all-powerful God in Christ. We thank you that you have given us of your Son and that you have saved us from our sins, that we are not like the rest of the world, thankfully, though we deserve it. We are thankfully not completely evil. Though we are totally depraved, you have saved us, and you've made us righteous in your sight. Though we continue in sin, and our flesh still wages that battle against the Spirit, or cause the flesh to submit to the Spirit, and put to death the sin. Father, there are people here we know of our congregation who are struggling spiritually. We also know there are, because we always struggle, but there's also people who are struggling physically. Lord, we know that not even death itself can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. But we do pray for these people. We pray for Oliver. We pray for Ryan and Kara and Chuck and Jeannie and Sharon and Dina and all those who are sick, Father, pray that you would are not able to be here. We think of Dick and Betty Bennett and Bob and Marie. Lord, there's many people this Lord's Day who are not able to make it because of their bodies or because of loved ones' bodies, that they're taking care of them. Father, we pray that you would be with them this day. Remind them of your word. Give them exactly what they need to hear. Cause them to not forsake the assembling together of themselves, of the body. Father, we ask that you would give them a love for worship, a love for public worship and the corporate worship that we have here, that they would love your word. And Father, that you would heal them so that they could be here. And Father, give us a love for your worship. For you, we know you desire this worship more than all the individual private worships that we have by ourselves. You desire God's people to be together because we will be together for all of eternity. And so, Father, we pray that you would heal your people. We pray for Mary Ashley. She's traveling. We pray that you would give her strength and rebuild her bones that she's broken. We pray that you would be with John and his family as their youngest daughter, I believe, still needs to have that be approved for the interview. We pray that you would make that happen soon, and that those interviews could happen soon, that they could be here quickly, Lord. And we appeal to your very word, for you do not desire any man to be alone. Oh, Father, here's John, and we ask that you would bring his wife and children to him soon, if that be your will. And Father, we do ask that you would watch over us, care for us, because we know that there is Satan, the devil, who's prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour, seeking us to devour. So, Father, protect us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.